Smart with Your Money Week in collaboration with Uswitch.
It's a brand new year and many of us will be taking a look at our finances and trying to figure out where we could save some extra pennies. Now, throughout Smart with Your Money Week in collaboration with Uswitch, here on RNIB Connect Radio, we'll be taking a look at some of the best ways to get the most bang for our buck. And joining me today to offer some great money-saving tips when it comes to our mobile phones is Senior Content Editor at Uswitch, Catherine Hiley. Thanks for joining me today, Catherine.
Thank you for having me.
Now, many of us have mobile phones. In fact, we probably would be lost without them, but they can be expensive. So can you tell us some main options for paying when it comes to mobile phones?
To be honest, the most cost-effective way to get a mobile phone is to just get a SIM-only deal and either use an existing handset, so maybe your old handset or one that belonged to a family member or a friend, or to buy a handset up front and then use the SIM-only deal. So it can be expensive to buy a new mobile phone, but it does usually work out cheaper to buy it outright than it would be to pay it back on a monthly basis. So you can choose from a range of SIM-only options that give you all the data, calls, and texts you need. SIM-only deals tend to be a lot cheaper, and they come with more flexibility too. So usually operating on either a 12-month or even a one-month rolling contract. So as soon as you see a better deal, you can just switch to it whenever you like. But of course, most of us don't necessarily have the money to buy an expensive new phone outright or don't want to continue using our old phones. So if that sounds like you, then the best way to go is a pay monthly mobile phone contract. If you opt for this, the cost of your phone will be split over the length of your contract, which is usually about 2 years. So rather than spending, say, £800 up front on a brand new iPhone, the cost will be spread out over the 2 years, making it a lot more manageable. A monthly mobile phone contract will also come with a monthly allowance of data, calls, and texts. So everything is bundled together in one monthly payment, making it really easy to keep track of. Or your third option would be to go with a pay-as-you-go SIM, which means that you pay for the services as you use them. So you might end up paying, for example, 10p a minute for calls or 10p to send a text message. This can work out cheaper if you don't make a lot of calls or use a lot of data. But if you do want to use your phone a lot, you would probably be better off with a SIM-only deal.
When's the best time to start thinking about switching a provider of a mobile phone?
When your contract is due to come to an end, you should definitely start thinking about shopping around for a good deal. Your network should notify you when you're nearly at the end of your contract and may well try and tempt you to sign up with another deal with them. However, it is worth bearing in mind that these deals are not always that competitive, so it is worth doing a quick online price comparison to make sure that you are getting a good deal before you sign up for a new one. Aside from that, there are several points throughout the year when you might want to consider switching your mobile phone deal. Right now, for example, is a really good time to switch because there are some great New Year's sales on at the moment. And with the new Samsung Galaxy due out soon, you should be able to find a decent deal on last year's Samsung phone, or you could even try and treat yourself to the new Samsung device when it comes out.
So are there any other things we should consider before we actually switch?
Yeah, there are lots of things to consider before switching mobile phone deals. Most importantly is, like I said, you need to check that you're out of contract. If you're still in your contract and you try and leave, you could be hit by a hefty fine. You know, you do have to make sure that you're definitely out of contract. Your network should let you know when you're nearing the end of your contract, but if you do want to find out how long you've got left, you can simply log into your account. Most networks will have an app you can log into, or if you'd rather speak to somebody, you can call your provider and they will give you that information over the phone. But provided you're out of contract and ready to switch, the next thing to do is to work out, well, whether you want a new phone at all, really, or if you want to keep hold of your old one. If you want to choose a new phone, there are loads of options out there. So it's worth making sure that you know what you want from a new phone and how much you want to spend. Perhaps you want an incredible camera or a really long battery life or a big bright screen, or maybe you just want one for under £100. Whatever you're after, there will be a range of phones out there that will suit your budget. Next, you'll need to decide how much data you'll need. Our research has shown that loads of people throughout the country either overspend on data and buy more than they need, or they don't buy enough and end up having to pay over the odds to top up each month. To work out how much data you actually need, it's a good idea to start by seeing how much you use on a monthly basis at the moment. So you can take a look at your monthly usage using your mobile network app, or you can contact your provider to find out how much you use each month. Alternatively, there are some really useful data calculators out there, including one on our website at uswitch.com, which will help you work out exactly how much data you need each month. And of course, before you commit to any new contract, it is always worth double checking that you'll receive good coverage in your area, particularly if you live somewhere rural. Luckily, you can do this online by going to your new network's postcode checker and putting in your postcode.
So you've mentioned some of the considerations already, but is there anything else we should think about when we're getting a brand new handset?
There are loads of things to consider when you're shopping for a new smartphone. The price of the handset is obviously really important, as well as particular features like the camera, the battery life, and the size and brightness of the screen. Some high-end smartphones do cost quite a lot, but it is important to note that most modern smartphones will do everything you need them to, including go on the internet, take photos, and make and receive calls. So you don't need to spend a lot of money to get a decent smartphone that will do the job for you. Similarly, most modern smartphones will let you use great accessibility apps and features. These include things like screen readers that will actually read the information to you directly from your smartphone, which makes navigating the internet a lot easier. Most smartphones also come with a voice assistant already installed, so once you've got that set up, you can ask your phone to perform tasks for you, like set an alarm or tell you the time or even make a phone call for you. You don't actually need to press anything on the screen. You can just ask it to do it and it will do it for you.
Now, for anyone thinking about using a comparison site like uSwitch, how accessible is it and is it quite difficult to use?
Our aim is to make comparing prices and switching contracts really simple and straightforward. We have deals tables that let you sort deals by price, monthly data allowance, and the handset or network you're particularly interested in. And if you prefer to talk to somebody, you can always call our dedicated team on 0800 014 2920, and they will be really happy to assist you.
Is there anywhere else we can go to find out more information?
Well, we've partnered with the RNIB to create a really helpful guide on how to switch providers and save money on not only your mobile phone bill, but also your broadband and energy bills too. So you can find that on the RNIB website. And if you want to compare prices, you can either visit our website at uswitch.com or again, call our dedicated team. I'll give you the number again. That's 0800 014 2920.
Fantastic. Katrin Hiley, Senior Content Editor at uSwitch. Thank you for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.
Smart with your Money Week in collaboration with uSwitch.